Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's The Big Party Show, Wednesday's edition. We got an email from the YouTube channel, or that one, okay, where you can watch us. They said, sorry, Molly, but you're having a bad hair day.
Well, then they're really going to be upset today.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know who said that, but yeah, they didn't have a name. I just laughed when I saw that, and I commented back. I'm like, yeah, that's just an everyday thing.
It's called a day. It's just a day. They're going to really be, if they watch YouTube again, they're going to lose their minds, because I even noted, when before we hit record, I was like, not a good hair day today.
Not at all.
Not feeling good about today's hair.
Hey, we got Rebecca.
What are you going to do?
We got Rebecca Rosen coming on today's show. So I'm pretty excited to chat with her. It's been a little bit, but Rebecca is, she's our superhero. She has some crazy superpowers, doesn't she? She talks to the deceased. So it's pretty nuts. So, we'll get to that here, but let's start some motivation, shall we? We'll start Wednesday motivation. And we'll get your day started. Here we go.
You have to stop feeling guilty for not being able to case your life all together and all neat and tidy. It's all too much all of the time. And you're still here.
I know you're feeling flustered and exhausted and like everything's too big.
But not too big for us. We have 100% at life attendance. Stop thinking you're wrong for having such big hurts because other people have bigger hurts. That's not how hurt works, bestie. That's your hurt and it fucking hurts.
And you know.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. Seriously. I just love her little, like, little claws. Clip, 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 clip.
Do you think she
That's
really,
like my favorite part of it.
Do you think she really talks like that? That would drive me kind of crazy.
Everybody's got their person.
Yeah, they do have their person. I saw the coolest.
I think she does talk like that.
Do you really? It would drive me crazy. It would.
Well, you're not married to her, so don't worry about it.
Would somebody marry that? I don't know. It's not very nice to say, but...
No, it isn't.
She's very...
It is not.
She's very proud of you, though, Molly.
So, I, yeah. You know what? I need that today because I've got bad hair and apparently YouTube noticed.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. You have bad hair. So I saw this great. Oh, first of all, bigpartyshow.com. That's where you're going to be landing. We got some tickets to some pretty cool stuff coming up next week. But also you can get to our merch. We have, ask me about my cat shirt. We got Party Crashers shirts, hats, do yourself good, all of that stuff. So get some merch going. When you get some time, is powered by...
And a Husker shirt. And,
oh, that's right. There's an Husker shirt. So, who's it powered by, Molly? Who's doing the work?
We are powered by Bythewood Creative. So they've been around since 2015. Tailored solutions built specifically for each client. You can check them out at bythewoodcreative.com.
Look who we have here. We have
Rebecca.
How are you? Can you hear us okay? How you doing?
Yeah, you sound great. I'm okay. So good. How are you?
We're
so
doing
good to see your faces. Yeah.
I know. It's nuts, isn't it? It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
It has. So keep it.
It has.
Just for people that are just new to the show and stuff like that, tell them what you do. You'll be able to say it easier than I can. So.
Yeah, I know. So I'm a spiritual medium. And a spiritual medium, a psychic medium, whatever you want to call it. But basically, I have the ability to sense, you know, loved ones, angels, guides who have passed on. So we all have a team spirit. This is a group of these non-physical energetic beings around us. And I get to work with people in this world and connect them and show them that, you know, love doesn't die, energy doesn't die. And, you know, it's heartbreaking and painful when we lose loved ones. So it's just been such a profound gift. And, you know, it really changes lives.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And we've been doing this together for some time now. God, I don't even know when the first time we all met and you jumped on the show, but
maybe 15 years. I mean, it's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
And I get your newsletter. So people should definitely sign up. I actually have one of your recent newsletters pinned in my email.
Amazing.
It was the one from July 25th. It was called Feeling Stuck.
Oh, yeah.
When you feel
and it
stuck?
Was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it was a revelation. Like, that's why I pinned it. Because I was like, I need to keep this in my front of my mind.
Oh, I love that you're saying this. So many of my clients have felt stuck. They're at crossroads, meaning major transition points. I talk a lot about soul contracts, the life you signed up for. And, you know, we're all being tested right now. And so whenever I write my newsletters, I write them from either my own personal experience or the experience of all the clients I'm working with and these themes. And so if it resonates with you, it means it's a universal message. I mean, this is wisdom coming from the higher guides on the other side, trying to help us navigate our way through kind of the messiness of life.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's pretty awesome. So where were you stuck, Molly? What's the deal? Tell us.
Well, it was all about, I mean, I wrote down some notes because I was like, I want to ask her about this. It was like basically that you used the phrase analysis paralysis. And I was like, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just that feeling of like, you don't know, you need to know the destination. You haven't even started the journey. That's the whole point. And I feel that so much about myself. Like, I want to know where I'm going. And it's like, well, work on getting there. I'm like, well, yeah, but I just want to know.
Oh, my God. I love that you're talking about this. So I'm personally struggling with the same thing. And it's because I'm a planner. I feel in control and I feel safe when I know. Right.
Okay.
And what I'm hearing from spirit so much is that we all have these destinies and potential timelines, but we also have free will. So we have our own free will choices and those of other parties in our life. And so sometimes the future isn't set in stone and it will shift. So your only point of power is to be here now. So whenever I start overthinking the future and I get stuck in my mind thoughts, I call my energy back. I'm like, get out of the future tripping, right? Get out
yes.
of get out of ruminating over the past or what could happen. And when when you get present, you get peaceful, you get still. And from there, like you said, you just have to focus on this moment and your choices now, you know, with the intention of getting to whatever it is you desire. We are powerful creators and we can create what's next with our mind and our heart. But what you're saying is sometimes we get too stuck in the mind thoughts, which are coming from ego. That's not coming from our intuition or our soul. And so it will take us down the wrong road, right? Into the wrong relationship, the wrong job. And then we feel empty, depressed, you know, unsettled. And it's because we chose from shadow. We chose
instead
of light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind
so
of
how do you keep in the present? How do you do that? How do you draw yourself back?
Honestly, I know it's a practice because the mind just goes there. So it's really about catching yourself when you notice your future tripping and it takes you into a feeling of anything but peace. You feel anxious, you feel scared, you feel overwhelmed, you feel stressed out, right? That's all the ego. So you stop, you say, okay, I'm calling my energy back. I literally just say, I call all my energy back from all directions of time and space. Help me be here now. Okay. You can figure out what works for you, but that intention, because energy follows intention, really shifts how you feel. And so when you can be peaceful and present, you can consciously choose the next choice, the next step in alignment with your soul self, right?
Okay.
The highest destiny that you're supposed to move into.
Well, it feels like when we went on this journey right here where we're at now, the podcast, and it felt like we manifested everything that has come to this point. And now, I mean, we've hit over 50,000 downloads, and I mean, it's pretty crazy. And this is a new show, and the listenerships have been nuts. The Party Crashers have showed up all the way. But it's like everything, including you. It's like I was like manifesting things I would think, because I really don't know what to expect of this. Yeah. I only expect one thing, and that's greatness, of course. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, you guys, your energy is amazing and magnetic. And so, of course, you're going to be successful.
Yeah, thank you.
Because the two of you show up with no agenda. You're just being authentically real and you and available to have the conversation, right? So usually when you're in that alignment, things are successful and things flow. And I feel like I'm hearing to say to you, Big Party, that you were being tested on stepping into more of your power, taking your power back, because there was some form of enslavement in the past dynamic. It served you for a lot of years, you know, it kind of groomed you, but then you outgrew it.
Yeah.
And sometimes we stay in things because it's comfortable and familiar, but that's when, if we don't initiate the change, the universe will, if we stop growing. Because the whole point of being in a body in Earth School is to keep evolving and learn different lessons. You guys had mastered that chapter.
Yeah.
And so now, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I've always said that my father always told me that if you're not getting better, you're actually getting worse. So it'd be the same thing as growing.
Yep.
And that's where, we were kind of there. But now we're here. And I don't even think about the past, you know.
No, except not in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of.
I'm hung up on the past in a whole different other.
Right. Well, you have to bless like the mess. You bless the past. You find the gifts, you know, and you're grateful for all of it, even the messiest parts. But you trust you're exactly where you need to be. And I always tell people, your feelings are your guidance. So if you're feeling, even though the future is unknown and you could have angst around all the earthly details, as long as you ultimately feel peaceful and on purpose, the rest will take care of itself. And I can tell you guys, just as a psychic, you're exactly where you need to be. This is like bravo for being brave and for stepping out there. And it will continue to grow and expand, right? And then it's like, Big Party, how you thought of me. And then I kept thinking back to you guys. And every time you texted me, I was in Omaha.
And it was weird.
And I don't know that
in Denver. Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, you are feeling me. Your spidey sense is really strong.
Oh, it was crazy because even when Mary Nelson with Action 3 News, she'd reached out and wanted to do something, but I haven't heard from her in a bit. And then all of a sudden, Molly and I were talking about, you know, let's just get a hold of Mary Nelson. Next note, she texts me that day. I was like, this is weird.
No, it's actually normal. That is how we're supposed to operate on these telepathic wavelengths. That is what I always tell people. It's not just me who can talk to the other side and connect with intuition. We all have it. And what's going on is you got out of the old frequency where you were, in a sense, you were shrinking down and playing small. And then you said, I'm going to step up and shine. And then all of a sudden you're in this high vibe energy. And that's where the synchronicities and miracles and all the magic happens.
God, that's so crazy. Cool. It is cool. Very cool. The other day we were talking about, someone asked what superpowers would we want? And I thought of you. I'm like, today or yesterday, I thought of you. I was like, well, Rebecca kind of has a superpower. So when you say everybody has this ability, how come everybody doesn't? Why don't they use it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's just unawareness, unconsciousness. Okay. You know, and my job, really a responsibility I feel I have, is to make people aware of the possibility. I think another reason is doubt. I think the mind tends to be skeptical and doubt, and we start to question, like, how could I do this? I mean, trust me, that was my experience. I was 19, 20 years old when I discovered I had this. I didn't know I had it all those years. So, of course, I thought I was going crazy. I thought I had mental illness.
Actually. So what – you did, really? I can imagine. So how did that happen come about, real quick?
Well, bottom line, my grandmother started talking to me through my journaling, and she started telling me undeniable things nobody could know. So I would ask my family, my dad, he would confirm it was true. I'm like, well, I know I'm not making this up. And then fast forward, I did this whole program, which became my first book, Spirited, How to Heal My Depression and Heal Myself from the Inside Out. And she said, if you do the work, you're going to meet your future husband. And she gave me his name, his Ryan Rose and 924, his birthday. And this is back in 1997. Wow. Nobody had, like, you couldn't search people up on Facebook or Google. And so when I did the work and I met, she called him Ryan Rose. His name was Brian Rosen. And I asked him his birthday and it was September 24th. That's when I stopped doubting. And I'm like, this is real. And I was trying to go get a job in advertising. And so I couldn't. And I said, all right, God, if you want me to do this, you be my publicist. I am not tracking people down. And I put myself out there. And 3 months after working in a coffee shop, an editor of this big magazine publication in Detroit, Michigan, said, I want to do an article. It became the cover. And then it launched my career. And that was 25 years ago. But I was still in doubt, you guys. So for the first 4 or 5 years of doing readings, I'm like, oh, I was so nervous. I'm like, people are paying me. I don't know if I can produce. But once I got out of my own way and I made it not about me, I'm like, okay, how can I help this person in grief heal? It would flow through and it would get validation after validation, which was proving to them it was real, but to myself as well. And now here I am all these years later, it's not even a question. It is a knowing. It is more real mm-hmm. to me sometimes than the illusion of this world. But again, the mind can get in the way. And so I always tell people, we all have it, but you have to practice ignoring the doubt and the mind thoughts and just allow it to come through.
Okay. Yeah, because I do remember that whole time when we first contacted you, because we saw a blurb in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Which is weird to see in a store anymore. They're barely even in the stores.
Exactly. Newspaper. Tell me more. What you're like, that? It was a paper copy.
Yeah. It was in the back and we just said, you know, we should call her and see what she's doing. And then we had you on the show and then it was at the Jewish Community Center. Mm-hmm. And that line went all the way down the street. They had to get cops to adjust traffic. Went and I remember sitting in the audience and you're doing your art. And then you like talk to a dog.
Oh, yeah.
A pet. I was the craziest story. I was sitting there going, oh, this is insane.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and you nailed the name and everything. I was blown away and a fan ever since, you know.
Well, I'm a really big advocate of when you see a medium or psychic, they need to give you concrete evidence because you need to know for sure it's not generic and it's not just they're telling everybody the same thing. And for me, it's like establishing, it's a responsibility. Like I need to tell you things, even if I read clients all the time that come back repeatedly, but spirit will always give them new information that happened since I've seen them to confirm they're still with them. This is not off my memory or my mind. This is truly them saying, hey, I saw what happened last night. And then you build trust. And then from there, the more universal messages like, it's going to be okay. I know you're going through a hard time in your marriage. Like that means a lot more when you know your mom in spirit sees everything and is there to show you next steps and how to take care of yourself.
Okay. All right. God, that's pretty
awesome. Always just so fascinating. Especially watching you with the, you know, we've all like Party Said had an opportunity. Just the moments that you have with people and your honesty, you know, the fact that like, it's not you, you know, somebody like, don't try to make it fit, you know, and your ability to say like, I'm not going to just tell you a piece of story. I mean, like if it's really not you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
For sure. I give people what I would want when I go see other people reading. And
do you do that often? Do you make it out to any other stuff often?
I do a couple times a year. I'll try people out just so I have people to refer to my clients. But then I actually have a few of my go-tos because honestly, sometimes reading yourself can be like a surgeon trying to operate on themselves. Like that's a bad idea because you're too emotionally close to the situation or tied to an outcome. And so sometimes it's really hard to be like neutral and get a clearing. Okay. So I think it's good and healthy at times.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cause you're the only person I've seen in person doing that type of stuff, which is fascinating.
There's a lot of people out there doing this now. Like, because I think it's more accepted and talked about. So it's just people, I see people all the time sprouting up. They're a medium, there's a psychic, they're healers, you know, there's a lot of us to draw from and there's some amazing people out there. But okay. I always say to people, there's obviously in any profession, there'll be people out of integrity. So just make sure you gut check it. And, you know, again, you're getting tangible evidence so you know it's real.
Yes, absolutely.
And for you, how many readings do you usually do in a day? I mean, like, what is your burnout rate?
Yeah, I don't do more than 6 or 7. Okay. But typically, like, 5 is my sweet spot. And what I also have been doing a lot of are Zoom groups of 6 people or 8 people. Everybody gets their own private reading, but it's kind of a community sense. And that's a more efficient way for me to use my energy. But okay. Honestly, it's become my favorite way to do it. And the same with people, because you connect, it's community. And you're like, oh my God, there's 3 other women in this group going through relationship issues. It's not just me, you know, and you start to, and I've had people exchange information. I had one woman who was a divorce attorney, another lady going through a divorce, and they happened to be in the same state in California, and they swapped information because she needed an attorney. I mean, it was like how spirit brought that magic together. It blows
That's
my
awesome.
Mind. I know.
So people don't necessarily know who they're in the group with. No. It's not like, hey, me and 5 of my girlfriends. Like, it's just signing up.
It's usually everyone's kind of individual, but I have like sometimes 3 people and then the rest are strangers. So every group's different.
So that's so when you're cool. doing it on the Zoom type thing, like we're doing it here, do they all see each other or they don't see
each other? They see each other. It's like
they do.
And I just do first names so you can keep it anonymous. And okay. I've had it where people know each other and they don't know they signed up. And then they're like, oh, crap, because we're talking about personal information. They don't want the person in their neighborhood to know. And that is so random.
Like, that's got to be weird.
Yeah.
It happened a handful of times. Yeah.
Okay.
And so do you have, like, when it's over, I know we have so many questions. So, like, when it's over Zoom, does that make a difference from, like, being able to, okay.
Nope.
So you can still connect.
Totally. Like, I've been doing, for 25 years, I've been doing it over the phone. I still do mostly private readings or phone because it's almost better. You're not getting, you know, skewed by people's faces, reactions, like, and I may say, hey, there's a bobblehead in the background, but I'm on the phone with you and, like, you have one in the background and, you know, they're like, oh my God, how'd you know that? Right?
Yeah. But
if I can see you. So the energy doesn't require like the time and space. Spirit can work remotely. Like, okay. Right? So like, Molly, your mom is with you right now, but she's also with me. And when that happens, I'm able to communicate with her and you're able to feel her at the same time. Okay. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's just how it works. And I don't know how, but how any of this works is beyond me. So I just trust the process.
Yeah,
it's just energy.
Process. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're doing a lot of that. And this is all a product of COVID, right?
I started the online. I was so scared. I was like, I don't know if I can do this on Zoom. So you guys, September 25th, I have one of these online audience readings. It's over Zoom. And it's, you know, 2 people per screen and then, you know, maybe 100 people. And I do readings and it works exactly the same. In fact, a lot of feedback is people like it better than when I come, you know, in person, because you can hear perfectly, you can see perfectly, and it's just you're fully engaged. It's just on your screen. So that's been pretty amazing. And in case I forget to say to you, I'm coming back to the JCC April 25th. And I am going to do, I just set it up and I'm going to do an in-person. So I give people whatever preference they have, whether it's in-person or remotely, it works the same.
That'll be fun.
And you just got renewed for your 4th season of your podcast.
Yeah, it's coming out September 4th, I believe. And season 4. Yeah.
Season 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I love being able to give back to people in a way like not everybody can reach me. You know, I'm busy and I want to be able to connect on some level with everybody. So yeah, this will be, I think this is my most powerful season. I'm excited.
Okay. Very good. And we'll have you back on, of course, to do some readings before the September 25th.
Amazing.
Oh, deal. And I've never done that either without having. And so because we have the setup is the setup. It's like a radio studio. Right. And so I'm like, how are we going to get people on? how are we going to do that? And I really, I mean, I can use my phone. It would be phone, of course. And Wyleen said she'll take the day off and she'll be the call screener.
So, I love it.
I love it.
Wyleen's going to be.
Yeah, that'll be a great, great person to help us.
She keeps telling me. She goes, remind me of the date. Remind me of the date so I can take it off. She's all excited to do it. So, yeah.
Amazing. She's our switchboard girl that day. I love it.
Lucky
how
you.
Funny is that? Hey, do you still talking to Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, actually.
I hear she has a boyfriend. Does she have a boyfriend? Or you can't
so
say.
I just don't share any personal information. But I love Jen. She's so down to earth and real and such a big heart. She's a good human.
Okay. Do you have a lot of celebrity?
I do. Lately, I have a ton. Yeah. You know,
really?
Yeah. In the last year, it's because word of mouth. So I was on Rob Lowe's podcast last summer, I believe it was. And so from there, it's like people kind of like, oh, well, if he trusts her, maybe I can trust her. I'm really big on confidentiality. So I don't, name drop unless they've given me permission. And Rob was very public with it. Jennifer endorsed my book, but they're just like anybody else, you guys. It's like they have bigger problems sometimes, because they have bigger lives. But for whatever reason, I'm working with a lot of them right now.
Okay.
Are they? It's got to be so wild, going from one Zoom where you're talking to some like housewife in Mississippi, and then you're going and you're talking to some major celebrity out of their house in Malibu.
All the time. You know what I mean? All the time. And again, it sounds really crazy, that roller coaster, but we are all the same. At the end of the day, we all go through the same feelings. Even the most powerful people in Hollywood are insecure, have imposter syndrome, or going through a relationship issue, a health issue, job crisis. So I'm the one who gets to sit back and observe it and tell everybody, we're all going through it. And, right? And so it's kind of humbling, to see.
It makes you, it's probably just, it's kind of nice to know. I think that we, especially here in the States, we get so swept up with celebrity and this otherness. And it's got to be really isolating on that side of it, on the celebrity side, because you've been put on this pedestal and it's like, I am just a person. I got to go to the grocery store.
Oh my God.
My kid's sick. I got to figure it out.
So when my husband and I were at Rob Lowe's house a few years ago, and he was talking about how he sometimes will spend a whole week in his house because he doesn't feel always comfortable going out in public. And when there's a place like a Starbucks in his neighborhood that, he feels great about going to because it's pretty – people respect your privacy. But then when you step out there and, bigger audiences, they can't – be anonymous. That's just part of what they signed up for, but it feels isolating. So you end up at home a lot.
That's kind of why you have to have that giant mansion.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe that is.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. For sure. There you go. With a beautiful view.
Yeah. That always helps. It really salves the burn of isolating celebrity.
That's right.
So with a lot of what you do is also sort of counsel. Studied psychology? Have you done any social work in that way? Because honestly, people lean on you in a way.
It's really interesting. I have no credentials, but all my wisdom comes from the other side and from my 25 years of doing this. I actually studied psychology as a minor in college, but I never got – I didn't graduate with a degree in it, and I don't need to, right? Because truly, it's a combination of just the innate wisdom was born with in my soul, but also the other side. And it is my readings lately, the people who keep coming back, it's definitely connected to the loved ones who have died, but it's more almost coaching. It's helping people be their best self and figure out what's healthy in their life, what's they've outgrown, timelines, they're stuck. And they're like, why am I stuck? Well, because you are afraid to move off this timeline. And it's time to put, you guys, you have to put yourself out there and risk being vulnerable, and but moving towards what your heart is calling you towards, whatever area of your life that is. And so I help people navigate their way through that so they do it responsibly and the path of least resistance.
Okay.
Like, we don't want to make this harder than it needs to be. We want the easy, fast, and fun way, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That to me is heaven on earth. And that is what I'm here to help people do. So it's fun.
Okay. That's awesome.
Well, your most recent newsletter kind of talked about that a little bit. Yeah. I anybody who's listening needs to sign up for your newsletter. It's like Rebecca, a game changer.
Yeah, RebeccaRosen.com is how they can do that. But thank you. That Perfect. Means a lot. Because honestly, I've been doing it week after week. I'm like, is this helping? Like, because it's a lot of work. And if it's meaningful, I will keep doing it. So I'm glad to hear this feedback.
And just be
oh my gosh, no, it's so awesome. I look forward to it. And I mean, I'm definitely somebody where, you know, I sign up for a lot of newsletters just, you know, because I like to support people. But like, there's some times where you're just like, I don't really necessarily always get something out of it. You know, it's a newsletter yeah. and I'm glad to keep up, but whatever. Yours is like the one where I'm like, oh, I'm reading this.
Oh, I love like, you. That's so
I'm like, oh boy.
Validating. Here we go. Well, honestly, because I don't make it about myself. I will sometimes mm-hmm. make it like relatable to my own personal experience, but it's always about what does the listener or reader need? What is the theme I'm seeing this week, this month in my clients coming to me? It's like mm-hmm. really amazing. The other day I had 5 readings and 4 of the 5 were women deciding if they were going to leave their long-term relationship or not.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Back to back to back. Every reading was different. Some people, you are not done. You still have a soul contract. Some are, why are you overstayed this? Why are you still here? But it was the theme of confusion and feeling insecure and vulnerable and being able to give them confidence and reassurance and validation. And everyone was like, this is priceless. You've just helped me. I feel so much better. And I'm like, thank you. That is my sign of success. If they can leave feeling better than when they came in, just reassured, they're not alone, right? They have their loved ones watching and helping if they choose to open up to it, whether it's through a medium or by themselves, and especially by themselves when they pray and meditate in the mornings. And I just have to say, Molly, so before we get off this, I just want you to know your mom is really strong. And what I was meditating before I came on and I asked if there's anything for either of you. And your mom kept showing me perfume or a strong scent, like roses, like something you would smell that.
Oh, my God.
That happened.
This is
what happened.
This is crazy. So I, you know, we were going through the storage closet. And one of the things that I realized that I didn't have from my mom's house was her perfume. They don't carry it anymore. It's discontinued. And I couldn't find it. It was not in any of my boxes. And we went into the storage unit and we pulled out one of the boxes and it happened to be in there. And it was like the minute I smelled it, I started sobbing because I was like, I never thought I'd smell her again.
That's your mom.
Because yeah, that is insane.
So she's saying to you, your thought to find it was her planting a seed. Hey, go get this, because scent really takes us back in time. And it opens up our heart, right? And so you're able to get out of your head, get into your heart. When you cry and when you're emotional, you're closer to spirit. And so you, and that is cathartic. Like you could have that big cry and connect to your mom. And now she's here saying to you, I was there with you when that experience happened. So the point is your mom is 100% with you. And so your job is to keep talking to her and trusting she's listening and watching and able to help you. Okay.
Really?
Especially with Declan. Something about.
Really?
Is he driving?
Not yet. So close.
Something about in the car with him. Like to me, it's like protecting him. How old is he? 14?
He's 15.
15.
He's getting there.
He
recently got taken out driving without my permission.
Wait, with who? Who did that?
My dad. My dad decided to be like, hey, you want to get behind the wheel? And Declan's like, I didn't know what to say because it's Papa. And I was like, that's a terrible idea. Like, I really wish you hadn't have done that.
Your mom was with them. That's her, because I see him driving. She's trying to say to you, don't worry. It may have been a poor decision on your dad's part, but They had a guardian angel there.
Oh, wow.
Thank God.
Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome. He came home and I was like, oh my God, what did you do?
Well,
yeah.
Are you excited for Declan to start driving, or is that? Because I know some parents that do not want their kids to drive. And I know a lot of kids that don't want to drive.
I couldn't wait for my kids to drive.
This is the thing. I live in Chicago. I don't want him to drive. Like the city streets in Chicago, like it's not, that's not a great, and we live in a big enough city where we've got great public transportation. I mean, we're right by the subway. We're right, you know, so he and his friends, it's less about of a thing.
Yeah, but
because I just really don't want him driving around in Chicago. I don't want him going downtown.
He's still going to learn to drive.
Yeah, he'll get his driver's license. Like, because when we come to Omaha, kid. He can drive. Yeah.
I was going to say the weird kid in Omaha doesn't know how to drive. It's weird.
No, because he'll drive in Omaha.
Right.
I mean, or like when we drive on the interstate or something like that, he can drive. But no, downtown Chicago, are you nuts? I don't think he's ready for that.
Yeah, he's not ready yet, but he will be one day. And in the meantime, when he starts driving, you just say, Mom, watch over him.
Definitely
watch over him. That, truly. It's a
blessing. Thank you for the message from my mom. I've been thinking about her a lot lately in line with what we were talking about, the analysis paralysis. You're just kind of like, oh, man, Mom. Any advice?
Right. Well, I go through it too. And my dad and my guides, they're like, stay here. You will know. Trust when you need to know, you will know. And so I don't even get access to all the information at times. Sometimes it's a process we have to go through for certain layers to be revealed over a period of time. But every day what I do is I wake up and I say, what can I know today? That would, you know, be the next best
trip. Okay.
That's a great way to wake up. What can I know today?
What do I need to know
I love
today?
That.
That's in my highest and best good. Because it's TMI. Yeah.
One last question. We did dark moon water on Saturday.
Black moon water. Oh, my God. You're not familiar with moon water? Molly does this moon water thing. So it's like... basically, I'll let her describe it. When the full moon's out, you're supposed to put water out, and you can't put a lid on the jar. You can only at most put like a saran wrap over it. And then what does it do, Molly?
So this is the idea is that it's like charged by the moon, you know? And so this most recent one was called a black moon or dark moon water on account of the fact that it's the third new moon out of a 4 new moon cycle, which doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
So the idea is that it's all about renewal. It's about shedding things that don't work for you anymore. And so, I mean, I'm like, listen, I'll lick a frog at this point. Right. And putting a jar of water out is going to give me some spiritual clarity. Like, yes, please sign me
up. Well, that's amazing. We all have our rituals. I put my crystals out and I literally this past new moon, I have this tiny little cauldron and I write out my intentions and what I want to release, what I want to manifest, and I burn it. And that's another way to activate it into creation.
Do you burn it before or after?
On the new moon, but I write it out. Then I burn the release and the calling in. And I do it on a full moon or new moon or both. But this past one was so powerful. And I felt different the next day. I felt lighter. I felt more calm and trusting. So again, energy follows intention.
How long, Molly, do you know, or Rebecca, how long does the moon water last? I have a pool in the backyard.
Oh.
And then I went swimming. When I had a job, we put a pool in.
Amazing.
Oh, the things we do when we have jobs.
I was doing crazy stuff when we had jobs and we were making money. Anyway, I'm swimming with Wylene, and it was on a Sunday morning, and she looks over to me, and she goes, we have this pool water is moon water. So now I'm swimming in moon water every day.
Lucky you. It's like taking a great salt bath.
No kidding.
That's awesome.
I think it's just the one day that it lasts because then you're like out there in the moon, like So it's just that one day.
We're like making love in the pool. We're doing all kinds of
TMI. But what I've heard.
No kidding.
What I've heard is that the full moon lasts 4 days, like it's leading up to it, and 4 days after it, it's potent. So okay. I'm assuming it's the same with the new moon. So meaning if you forget to do your ritual that day, you do it the day after.
Okay.
And when you burn your intention, do you do that evening, like when the moon is up?
Or I do it anytime. This time I did it in the morning because I was going to be gone that night. So
okay.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. It's
okay.
It really
okay.
doesn't. It's just
right? It's
the
like
fact you're doing it. And if it does matter, well then, oh well.
Right, exactly. You're like, spirits are like,
doesn't care.
There's a window.
Does your husband, Christian, does he make fun of the whole moon thing, like Molly's husband?
He's super not into it, but he's so supportive. He's like, you go, babe, you do your thing. Like,
that's the thing. Okay, so Peter, this weekend, we had an event, and we were getting ready to leave, and he's like, you forgot to put out your moon water.
Oh, did he really?
And he reminded me, and I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, go do it now before we leave. And it was really funny because he makes fun of me for it, like scathingly. Like, he's like, we're Catholic. I don't know why you're putting out moon water.
Holy water. I mean, I love that he's supportive, which means there's a part of him that believes.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Because I was like,
you'll take the kids up there and point at it and make fun of the stuff that she has.
Yeah. Because we have a balcony off of our bedroom and that's where I put it. And there was one time where he's like, come on, kids, come on upstairs and see how crazy your mom is. And he like took him out onto the balcony. He's like, see, because I put my crystals out too.
Yeah.
So I put my crystals out. I put water out. I put like the sage and the smudge, the Palo. What's
stuff? Palo Santo.
Yeah.
So I'm like the witch in my neighborhood and I have giant crystals that come out that, you know, every twice a month. But it works.
You have giant crystals that come out of your garage? Like
come out of my house. Them or clear them under the moon.
Yep.
Molly, you don't have giant crystals. Why don't you get some giant crystals?
I can show you one right now.
I'm guessing Rebecca, yours is very large.
Like that large.
I've got this big guy.
Oh, see, that's
this one.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, neighbors can't see that from the street. They can see.
Well, no, I mean, I don't Rebecca's. Have like a G. I don't have. I don't have like a Fortress of Solitude size crystal. But this is pretty large. It's palm size.
Totally.
Still works.
Size doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, you should know that of all people's party.
Size doesn't matter. All right, Rebecca, you have an event coming up on the 25th of September. We're going to get you on to do some readings.
I would love it.
Also before that and more often than later. And then you have another live show in Omaha, April 25th. Now, the September
25th. People should pick up your books.
Yes,
for sure.
What's Your Heaven?
What's Your Heaven?
That's the newest.
Yep. Awaken. And then this is OG, Awaken the Spirit Within. But yeah, What's Your Heaven is the newest.
Can you, right? I have your books in the bathroom.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Right. Talk about TMI. You're like,
right? There's a lot of that going on here.
Yeah. Only
He's
for
good
guests.
Like that.
So guests, it's the family bathroom or whatever. The guests go use that restroom. My restroom has a bidet. It's too much info
fancy.
For that one too.
Terrible. Maybe. And he's always trying to get people to come over. He's like, "You got to try this bidet." I was like, "I think you invite people to try your bidet."
God, that's when you know you're really close.
Right. You're like, "You got to give this bidet a try." You're like, "I don't think I do. I don't think I have to."
I think I'm good. Wow.
It's amazing. But anyway. Thanks for jumping on. We'll touch base again real soon, Rebecca. And go to RebeccaRosen.com, by the way, and sign up for the newsletter. How often does that come out again?
Once a week. Yep.
Once a week. Okay. Molly, you need to do a newsletter for the Big Party Show.
Yes.
I would love to. I just wish I had as good of information. I probably should just sample I can give a hint hey, and by the way, Rebecca Rosen, I can link you to it. And,
there you go.
Amazing.
People can check you out too.
Yes, please.
All right, love Rebecca, it. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes,
thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Rebecca Rosen.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she is.
Seriously.
God, I miss her. Yeah, we'll have her back on soon. It's already at the end of the month.
I know.
Our birthdays are coming up this weekend.
T minus.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of birthdays, you inspired what I want to do for my birthday.
What's that?
I have a thank you to you. I want to go out for a banana split.
Oh, really?
I do. Yeah. And I want a candle in it.
Somebody,
I want a candle in my banana split.
We got a couple messages. Someone said Culver's has the best banana split. Now
I can see that.
I went online though. I went on their app and I couldn't find a banana split anywhere. So maybe they don't.
Maybe it's like at the restaurant. Maybe you can't like order. Cause again, so I told Peter, cause Peter listened to the show and we were talking about it. I was like, can we do that for my birthday? Like, that's the one thing that I want to do. I don't have any other expectations, but I really want to go out.
You're going out.
No,
right?
We'll go out. We'll go out to like a nice ice cream shop and have it.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, I thought it was interesting that you said it. A banana split wasn't a one person dessert.
I didn't.
I was like, it's not. You share it. He's like, agree to disagree.
See, I didn't want to say it too because I didn't want to get into it with you. But my dad used to get a banana split by himself, and I would do the same thing. So that's funny.
So here I am because I told him I was like, I want to go out for a banana split because if we all four go, then we could get one. And he's like, yeah, about that.
Okay.
I was listening to the show, and you were talking about if you were at a restaurant, a banana split would be like an order for the table. He's like, no, it's not.
All right. We also got a message from somebody saying that Grayley's Creamery and Confections in Papillion.
Okay.
Has the best banana split. But you're in Chicago. I'm going to have to go up because you said you can't make your own banana split, right? I mean, it's...
Well, it's fun to have it out.
Yeah.
The biggest thing... So there are a couple like really fancy ice cream shops. Like there's one in Chicago. There's one out in the suburbs. They're different places. So he's going to take me to one of those.
Oh.
Because I also like, I want a poo-poo platter. I'm going to be so sick afterwards. You know,
yes,
I can't do dairy.
Poo-poo.
You know, I can't do dairy and I'm like poisoning myself for my birthday. Yeah,
absolutely.
But I really want a butter brickle or like butterscotch malt.
Oh, okay. My dad used to get extra malt.
Yeah.
He ate his malts. You know how some people drink it?
Yeah, because
so if you get malt, he would chew it as he drank it. Just
oh my gosh. I've got a little special drink today.
What do you got going on?
I went to Starbucks. They've got their new fall menu out. Okay. I have not tried this yet. It's the iced pecan crunch.
Give it a shot.
Latte. Let's see what it's like.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca was fun.
Oh, that's...
Is that delicious?
I don't really taste the pecan.
Oh, fail. Maybe the tariffs are hitting the pecan market.
God, guys, seriously. Yeah. But it's got that vanilla cold foam on it.
Okay.
I'll eat that all day long. I could eat that with a spoon.
Delish. Hey, by the way, if you want to get a banana split with Molly, go eat it at the Heartwood... Park at Heartwood Preserve.
Oh, yes.
This weekend, it's Labor Day weekend, and everything's free there. Here's the gig. Friday Night Bites, that's with Hector and Chondo. I love Hector. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Go see him. He's fantastic.
You go way back with him.
Yeah, we do. When he was in the band in Chondo. Now he's doing his thing, you know, and he's been doing that. And the blues, he's a self-taught guitar blues player. He's fantastic. So that's Friday night. And then Kids Club is Saturday. Fun.
Love kids. Hey, man, get them out of the house.
Yeah.
Go run around. Get the stink off you.
Get the stink off. And then the summer Saturday night movie is Wild Robot. And then they have Parks and the Pup on Sunday. Go to heartwoodomaha.com/events and you can see the calendar, everything that's going on. But it's all free. Those food trucks, there's alcohol trucks, there's all that stuff. God, that's not free. That's going to have to.
You pay for that. But I mean, like the games and stuff like that, they've got a bounce house for the kids. There's
every weekend. It's like a celebration. All right. Ready for the fact of the day?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yes.
Studies suggest that your phone is covered in poop. A recent study found that 1 in 6 cell phones are contaminated with fecal matter. So please, wash your hands after you watch this. That's a poop fact.
Guy just licked his phone. Oh. He must be the one making the videos too. That's the thing. We got to see the actual, we got to see the man behind the man.
Hey, I need everyone. All right. So in the news, Action 3, they did a little fun story where somebody got a bunch of people and put them on a bus because they heard about the issues going down at Saddle Creek, namely the Homie Inn and Sergeant Pfeffer's. They're doing that revitalization.
We had that guy on.
It's completely tore up. Dana Pfeffer needs business. And so does the Homie. Because there's no way of getting into her place easily. And it's been almost 2 months. Yikes. So I watch her, and she's friends of ours. Tell her we sent her. Sent you guys, if you guys go there.
Especially the Homie. The Homie's so fun. Yes. And you can get pizza from Sergeant Pfeffer's have it at the Homie.
That's what this group did. So it was a group of, I think, 30 people. I think Westo people, and they took off from Village Point. They got a bus, first of all, and took them all the way down there, parked at the Homie Inn, and then they sat there. They've never been there before.
Oh.
Isn't that funny? They've never been in that area before, and they're like, whoa, this place is cool. And they ordered food from Dana and Sergeant Pfeffer's and brought the food over, and that's how they went down to support. But they need
Well, I'm glad they had a bus, because with that champagne on tap, you don't want to drive afterwards.
I wonder what they thought. I think they still have that machine in there. You know how that machine where you can grab.
I know the machine you're talking about, and I don't know if they have it. I don't even remember seeing it, but yet you do. It wasn't on my radar when I was there.
In there. Yeah, it's right there when you walk in. You can't miss it. Maybe they got rid
of it. Are you kidding me? I was laser focused on that champagne on tap. I didn't see anything else. I couldn't see anything else. Just give me a quick pour.
So go champagne. Down there. Help Dana out. Look her up on Facebook. Help Sergeant Pfeffer's out for sure. They've been around forever. They've been around for.
It's good pizza.
It's great food. It really is.
Yeah, the kids love it.
I just want to throw it out there. What is this sleep type stuff? What is that?
So they came out with a new, you know, I always love it when they do this. They came out with what sleep type are you?
Okay.
And there are 4 different animals. There's the bear, the wolf, the lion, and the dolphin. And depending on your sleep habits, you break off into one of these categories. Like, for example, the bear, you usually wake up around 7 or 8 in the morning. You go to bed about 10 or 11 at night. Okay. The wolf wakes up at like 8 or 9 and goes to bed at about midnight or 2 a.m. The lion wakes up at 5 or 6 in the morning and goes to bed about 9 or 10 at night. And the dolphin is just all over the place. The dolphin is like, I don't even have a thing.
That's a good dolphin.
They're like, what time do you get up? What time do you go to bed? I don't know. Whenever. I'm up because I'm up.
I'm a lion. I'm a lion.
Me too. We're both lions.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that wild? Like, so this is the thing. As lions, they say we get our energy peak between 8 a.m. and noon. And I would agree. I'm a morning motivator person. Afternoons are tough for me. Afternoons, I'm just like, ugh, why is today still happening? So the energy peak is between 8 a.m. and noon. They say tackle high focus tasks early if you're a lion. Avoid late day commitments.
That's me.
They say, yeah.
You know why? Because I try to get everything done as fast as possible throughout the morning and the day, mainly because of the fact that pouring a drink at 10 in the morning is too early.
You're like, I got to have a good head of steam before I crack that drink at 3.
Yeah.
So the thing is that you're supposed to avoid late day commitments that require energy or creativity, because at that point you're just burnt. And we're supposed to establish a calm wind down routine. Do you have something that you do at night before you go to bed? Like, do you have a routine, or you just pass out?
Yes, I just pass out and wake up and do it again.
Ta-da! It's dolphin.
Do I just pass out?
So bears that wake up for 7 or 8 and go to bed at 10 or 11, they say their energy peaks are like mid morning into late at like mid afternoon. So like 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. With the wolf, you're getting up late, 8 or 9, going to bed at like midnight or 2 in the morning. Good God, wolf.
I can't even imagine sleeping in. What time do they get up at 8 or 9?
8 or 9, but they're going to bed at 12 or 2. I can't imagine going to bed at 12 or 2.
I can't either. I can't
every night. I mean, weekends, I get it. Like, let's say you get that second wind and you're like, I will start that movie. I'll never see the end of it, but I will start it.
Never. And so, one more time. Who wakes up the latest?
The wolf wakes up the latest.
And that's 8 or 9.
But they don't go to bed until midnight or 2. And they say they get their energy peak at around 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
Like, you're not getting anything done until, like, midnight anyway. And then the dolphin don't have a wake-up time. It varies all over the place. When they go to bed varies all over the place. They say often around midnight or later is when they go to bed. So they say the best thing for dolphins to do is try to get a routine. They're like, just a dolphin's stick to being something. A dolphin. Just stick to something. The dolphin's like,
dolphins just being a dolphin.
Mm-hmm. I'm just flipping around.
He's just flipping around, but okay.
It's good to know. I mean, you know, it does help plan your day a little bit. Like when I saw, like, I was a lion, it made sense. Like, I was like, why? Like, once I saw that you get an energy dip in late afternoon, I was like, okay, so it's not just me. Like, it's like where you're on track by where you go, when you go to bed and when you wake up.
Okay.
So I didn't feel as crazy. I mean, I can do that all on my own.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't need a sleep study to tell me.
Like you said, you're a lion.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lion. All right, we're going to wrap here. But before we wrap, we do have What the Wylene.
Oh, I want to see this one.
Okay. All right. I'm warning you. Here we go. What the Wylene, she sent this. Mayonnaise. That one's called
mayonnaise. Molly's Kryptonite. Yeah. We did talk about that the other day on the show. What would your weakness, your kryptonite be? Mayonnaise. And you just gave it to me. I've been rendered useless for the rest of the show. Yeah. Don't do it again.
Look at him.
God, what did that smell like?
Why? The things people do for attention.
I know. I saw a t-shirt recently where it said, I'm on my way to work because I wouldn't dance on TikTok in 2020. Like, basically, it's like because I didn't go viral. I was like, wow, that's highly specific.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, you're allowed to wear that shirt at your job? Yeah, let me, I took a picture. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Actually, no, it was on Instagram. That's where I saw it. I was like, why am I like not, I can't even tell real life from Instagram anymore. This guy was wearing this t-shirt. Don't do it again. Don't you dare. Trying to pivot. Let me pivot. Let me get away from mayonnaise, man. Please. Mayonnaise, the love of God. Heading to work because I was too shy to dance on TikTok in 2020.
That's funny.
I know. I was like, wow. There you go. That's why he didn't make the sweet, sweet TikTok dance money in 2020. And now he's got to go to a job.
Otherwise, and then this is what he could be. Mayonnaise man.
Glad he was too afraid to do that. We don't need more of that guy out here anywhere. No, thank you. Thank you. No. No!
Oh, my God. All right. RebeccaRosen.com. Make sure you go over there and get her newsletter and see what she's up to. We're going to have her on. So here's the deal. Here's the deal.
How's the deal? Here's the
deal. We're going to need people to, who wants to get read to email us. But don't do it yet. Or you can do it yet. It's BPS Crasher.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you can do it. That's
BPS,
fine.
BPScrasher@gmail.com. Basically, we're going to need a phone number, your name, and who you're interested that has the deceased that you want to reach out
to. She doesn't need to know that, though.
Yeah, but it's a good guide for her, you know, because the reason why we do that is because we want people coming for the right thing. You know what I mean?
But we don't usually share with her who you're getting in touch with.
We don't, but
she doesn't want, to know.
No, but I want to know. I want to know so I can gauge how it's going. You know what I mean? I always want to know. Plus, I don't want people coming, trying to jump on and wasting your time because you want to speak to a psychic about, you know, what your future is. She's a medium, not just a psychic. Okay. So yeah, so that's what we need. We need the name, contact number, and who you're interested in reaching out to. That's it. BPScrasher@gmail.com. Also, there's 402-915-0962.
You're like winding yourself. You're like, hold on. Let me take a breath. It's a lot of words. No. Stop it. Stop punishing me. Stop it. I'm never going to forgive Wylene. Wylene, whose side are you on?
Rate, follow, review, share, tell somebody where to find us. The Big Party Show. We'll see you guys on Friday for Factory, the Fun Factory. And make sure you look at www.bigpartyshow.com. We'll see you later. Have a safe day and do yourself good.